after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. And it is another beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day After Dusk. We got there's an interesting reason why I say that in a second. I won the co-host, my girl, Nate Seduction, in the building. What's up, Nate? Oh. Nate, I got you. All right, hold on. We're going to hang up on it. Bring Nate back in. Hold up. In the meantime, we got a special show for you today. No special guests, but we got a big transitioning happening here on today's show, and definitely an honor to make this happen. So on the show, one of our longtime hosts, who did the Tuesday shows, my girl T Molina. To make the union more powerful, and she take over more days and just help all of our brand powers just strengthen even more. All three of us, are now all coached together. So now you can look forward to every Monday through Wednesday, it's not Tuesday included. You'll have us on the show, and so yes, it's definitely a blessing to have to be able to make this happen. It's been a long time overdue, for sure. Hey, I gotta be. Hold on for a moment. We're gonna try to bring Nate back on here.
Hello.
Hello, Nate. There we go. Now we got you.
You said what?
I said now we got you. You weren't coming through at first.
Okay. Hold on real quick.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime, we do this. Yeah, so T was doing, she had the show on Wednesday that was, I mean,
hold on real
Tuesday.
Quick. I can barely hear you. Something is real. Okay. Hold on real quick.
All right. Meantime, I'll talk to the. All right. So people just every Tuesday, T was hosting a show called After Hours of T, and so yeah, she's on here now. Glad to have her. She'll be checking in momentarily, and welcome her to the team. So tonight. You know, no special guests, but we bring you some of our regular Wednesday segments, Crickets of the Week. And that's why I bring attention to the dumbest and or worst people of the past week. Nay will bring her usual weekly segment known as Seduction 101, and you never know what she has for Seduction 101. So, yeah. Nay, you getting me good now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah, man, it's going to definitely be a fun journey. Because now you usually only got T once a week, and now you have her three times a week. And now you get to hear my voice. Since I was producing on the Tuesday shows, you get to hear my voice anyway. But now you get to, you know, you have the brand air for 3 days a week. And, yeah, man, it's exciting to be able to make this transition again and just, you know, bring all of our, you know, just make the show even crazier and continue, you know, it'll be episode, that means an extra day, you know, that means, you know, we'll, one thing is we'll be doing, so let you guys behind the curtain, we'll probably stretch our segments out more, so we got 3 days to work with, so I'm thinking we'll make every went, so this is the tentative schedule for now, how we'll do it. Every Monday, so starting next Monday, our Crickets of the Week will be on Mondays, along with the usual list we do every week. So the list will be on Mondays. Every Tuesday, we think of the name and everything, T segment will be on every Tuesday, and then every Wednesday will be Nay's segment, which is fitting because Nay is hump day after dust, Seduction 101. It all just makes sense. So, yeah, you get all your favorite segments now spread out throughout the weekend. So now, there you go, give you more reason to come to every show, especially now that we'll be doing 3 a week instead of just 2 a week. So, Nate, any crazy stories you had to share for over what's happened over the course of today and the past day?
Not really. So,
why
people
you been
getting on my nerves at work. I actually have.
Wow. We had to do it for that because you were... You build your best behavior, and I can't believe it. We got to give you a hand clap for that.
You're so silly.
Like, wow, I can't believe it. You actually been your best behavior. So proud of you. How does it feel?
It feels a little weird.
Yeah, because, you know, you always cause some kind of trouble. So, yeah, I know. It feels weird to me, too. I'm still trying to figure out how the heck. So, yeah. Oh, man. I tell you one thing. I'm definitely being very ethnic with the 4th anniversary issue, but things must be done right. 4th anniversary issue was supposed to come out yesterday. Well, due to some stuff, way to be finalized, I've had to push it back. So we will release it. We'll be releasing it. So it'd be some Beyonce stuff basically that is going to just pop up because the date is now being having to be flexible now. So yeah, just bear with us with those waiting for the 4th anniversary issue. I'll be out soon enough. With that being said, we're going to go into our first music break of the day, and we'll be back here on Life of the Dust Live. Just stay tuned. We have some interesting topic for you today. Just buckle your seatbelts for that one. All right.
Damn, Berg, you
step up
crazy.
In your hood, I'ma blow it up.
Ladies,
step up in your hood, I'ma blow it up. Yeah.
I
need a crib with a jet. I need to see commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Roll my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you gon' ball
with no sweat? How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you
gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next. This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you
gon' ball with no sweat?
How you
gon' ball with no sweat? How you gon' ball with no sweat?
Wait. Step up in your hood, I'ma blow it up.
Blow it up.
Snakes in the grass, I'ma cut them off.
Cut them off.
Shoot out on the block, you can't tell who lost.
Bang.
VVS is on my chain, it's dipped in frost. Mob ties, I'ma show you the connect. Shoot your fingers off before you rep your shit. I got all you wet
on my hood.
She gon' do whatever for a check.
For a check.
And you gon' say whatever just to flex. Watching. Pull up, stiff on that bitch out the way.
Yeah.
I told that bitch not to play.
Yeah.
I showed you the way. I told you to play.
Yeah.
I showed you the way. I told you to play.
I need a crib with a jet.
I
need to see commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Roll my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you
gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next.
Woo.
This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
Ayy, I'ma flex on the gram, ayy. Watch me flex on the gram, ayy. I keep it 100 like Cam, ayy. Don't want your girl, she a spam, ayy. I do this for the fam. Who was gonna take them out anyway? Lazy the crew, marry renegades. Disloyal to us, we still levitate. There's no one to trust every now and then. God provided the talent, the entryway. Man, the top is the goal, that's where I remain. The regret, they created what I became. The money, the crown, that's where I retain. The fame will not change me, I stay the same. I'm all about chasing this green remain. These bitches won't want me, cause I'll obtain my profits. Thinking about these presidents in my pockets. Got your girl dripping wet like a faucet. Hate the team, then you better be cautious. Now the world gonna know that we with it. Putting words to the song, we prolific. Hating us, why you tripping? My team so deep and specific. Man, I swear, whoever wants to get
haters it. Talking irrelevant, ain't got no time to conversate. My niggas with it, all packed up in the Uber like some Mexican. ADs come through like a holiday. Ballin' dumb, no Pelican. How you gon' ball if you never sweat? Can't fuck with y'all, we'll never mesh.
Hey.
I'm putting on for my team, I put a dollar in a spleen. Neighbors don't like when she scream. Blood and sweat, equal green. I play dirty like I'm green. Body bag, body bag. Killing bees, body bag. I gotta secure me a bag. Tell a birdie, take a bath. I run my crew like a flag.
Jump.
I need a crib with a jet.
I
need to see commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Roll my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next.
Woo.
This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat? How you gon' ball with no sweat?
Just my cousin.
Ooh.
Man, it wasn't nothing.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
Nah.
Man, can you listen? Stop tripping. See, you asking for a little too much.
How come
you doing wrong, but expecting so much?
Uh-huh.
I gave you my love, my trust, you provided the lust. Boundaries were broken, too many lines were crossed. I had enough, of the game. Time for me to get down to the bottom of things.
Okay.
Laying low in my four-wheeler, hoping to get a picture. Make sure that the flash on, oh, you can't blow my cover. Yo, D, I got to get closer, but hold your breath. I think the call coming over. I'm in the bushes, he must think that I'm stupid. He don't know who, but is he pushing your three-way Cupid? Yo, K, you gotta chill, just approach him on the real. He gon' know the deal.
Try to play me, he must be crazy.
Yeah.
And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so bullfly. Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date
night.
He tried to play me, he must be crazy.
And
to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so
bullfly.
Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date night.
I say, do you? She say, who you?
What?
I say, I'm the main chick.
Girl.
Well, girl, I am the main too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you all to Mrs. Me Too. You know how these girls do. You got the ones who's cool with being number two.
Number
not
two.
Happy about her life, so she's out to ruin you.
You got
the chick that's sleeping to get a month's rent.
Rent.
About three kids,
okay.
And everything depends on him. Check it out. Look who got caught holding out. Felicia, Courtney, Caitlin, yo, let it out.
What?
The girl from the store, from the park,
from up the street.
Lay it up bare, you know, like you do in the street. Lady C.
He wasn't man enough.
Okay.
He didn't have enough. And if I ever need it, I can get it by myself.
Cause you messing with the real queen. So G's up. When queens come through, looking on G's up.
He tried to play me, he must be crazy.
Okay.
And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so bullfly. Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date night. He tried to play me, he must be crazy.
And
to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so
bullfly.
Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date night.
All right, welcome back to Life at Dust Live, your boy Sadie J, and my girl, Nia Sodorkshan. All right, today's topic, opening the floor, if you want to talk, always feel free to call in at 347-202-0389. As long as you ain't acting reckless, because I know that's usually what gets the phone line shut down. As long as you're not acting reckless, we'll let you through. And by reckless, I mean, don't come in here like some people like to call in and then throw, you know, just call us nigga just to be like on some racist shit. Just don't be on none of that. As long as you ain't on none of that, you're good to go with me. And again, that number is 347-202-0389. Okay, so Nay, every now and then some random stuff just jumps in my head, topic wise, and I've just been like really seeing this, lately, about kid, like people just are willing to kill and steal for anything, man. You know, just like. It just absolutely drives me nuts. I kind of like faintly touched on that on the other day when we were talking about what happened with the freezer incident, but I didn't really go into detail about, you know, just in a general sense, not just a specific sense. It seemed like there's two different things. I don't know if it. This is always a big question we ask. Is it that it's because we have social media that the stuff that's like is more prevalent, or is it that it really is becoming more prevalent? And we could just see more instances of people being reckless. So I want to open the floor to you first before I jump in. I want to know your take. I just want to get your take on what you think when it comes to, how could I put, when it comes to, you know, just people just willing to kill and steal for anything, and people just, it seemed like to me people condone it. You know how I like the phrase about, you know, shoot, I don't care how much you get that money, as long as you're getting your money. You know how they be on that stuff now, and people just don't care. They don't care if you hurt someone else in the process. So I want to pass the mic to you and kind of get your insight, you know, on the whole entire situation.
Okay, well, me personally, I feel like you should kill nobody. Like, if you're not being raped or you're not being harmed, you should kill them. You know, that's my intake on that. Like, if it's not harming to you, what is the point of killing somebody?
What?
People just be killing people just for the fuck of them. Like, or they really have a mental illness within themselves, like something is going on with them and something wrong with their brain or something to be out here killing people.
You know, we're both in areas where that happens. I mean, heck, ride the street and sometimes for a piece of Fort Worth. Dallas is, you know, was known for being on First 48. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, I think Gary was too.
Gary was on First 48. But in Gary, it'd be a lot of revenge. You know, if somebody kills somebody in Gary, then the person's family go try to get revenge. Pretty good. I mean, that's how it goes in Gary. Or somebody robbed him, or somebody
so I want to get your opinion. Is it really, you know, because from the outside looking in, people can perceive stuff a certain way. From the inside, you know, is it really as bad as people make it seem, or is it really that bad?
Honestly, I would say Gary is not as bad as Chicago. Like I said, it'd be a lot of, okay, we have two different sides in Gary. We got the west side, we got the east side. The west side and the east side do not like each other. But even though it's true, Gary is small as fuck, but it's dumb as hell that the west side don't like, you know, that west side and bottom side beef. The west side, we call it bottom side. For, you know, it's bottom side, Glen Park, Delaney, it's the Color Doors. You know, Delaney is the project, Color Doors is the project. Bottom side is the west side. So, you know, Glen Park, they have an east side of Glen Park and a west side of Glen Park. So these different hoods do be beefing. Oh, then we got Miller, too. Miller's on the east side. They do be beefing, but sometimes Gary do come together for a good purpose. But most of the beef really be because robbing or gang banging pretty much. Or a lot of times Gary didn't even kill. A lot of times back in the day, we would just fight. It was a lot of fights. And then another thing is, and Gary, we don't kill kids. That's another. We don't do the killing of kids. You know, Chicago, they be on the up. We don't kill kids. That's what they don't do in Gary. Okay. If you hear about a child getting killed, it's because their parents did it, or somebody close to the family did it, or something like that.
Okay, so I have some more questions for you before I address my spectrum of how things go in this area. and we kind of touched on it before, but what do you feel, you know, like as far as, so let's focus on something positive. So what's some of the stuff that you see starting to really grow out there in the area that, you know, that if it just had a little bit more support behind, it would just flourish?
Okay, every year in, around August, we do something for Michael Jackson. That brings a lot of positivity to the city because, you know, Michael Jackson is originally from Gary, Indiana. We do different Furby things. We do, in the summertime, we do the bikini bash, which, you know, it was positive. Wasn't no shoot or anything taking place. And, you know, we have so many things where it's no shoot or anything taking place. But it was definitely positive when, you know, the Michael Jackson stuff takes place or fundraisers take place and stuff in that course. Like, you know, giving back to the city, giving back to, you know, kids in need and stuff like that.
Right. Random thought. Yeah, what's all the sex going on Greenleaf right now? But yeah. So that just threw me off guard. I was like, I just turned over there. I saw one person get some head. He went to another sex scene. They over there get it. Okay, that moves it. All right. So I'm right here just now. I just did some magic. Some magic. I'm searching to see who are some of the famous people from Gary, Indiana. And they go by star, they go in the star meter. So based on the most famous people to the least famous on the list. So I'm going to do, keep it top. I'm going to do top 10. I should make it top 10. It's just put stuff in perspective for Gary, Indiana. Okay, so, of course, the most famous person, you already know who number one is, man. Michael Jackson, number one. If you were surprised on that, I know what to tell you. Number two, which I didn't know he was from there. Interesting. Are you familiar with Fred Williamson?
No, I'm not familiar. I don't know who that is.
You probably, the name might not stick to your head, but you might remember from some movies. I'm gonna try to think of a couple that stand out. He usually was one of the heroes in a lot of like, have you ever seen that movie Original Gangsters?
No.
Oh man, I'm about to say that was the most prevalent one right there. But no, he's in a lot of movies where known as black exploitation movies genre. He actually used to play for the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs, and you know he ended up rising to prominence in the 70s for the black exploitation genre of movies. And yeah, he's been making a scene. He definitely one of the actors I would like to meet someday, because he just, like, when you thinking like black heroes, he's that dude. All right, so next up on list, this person in art. Have you seen the movie Sandlot?
No.
Okay, the same Art LaFleur will throw you off. So for those who remember Sandlot, he was he played in Sandlot. Janet Jackson, number four. You should know who Janet Jackson is. If you don't, with something's wrong. This person I don't really know. Polly Draper. Who is she? I gotta look into this one. She looked for me and I don't know.
Yeah, who
was
that?
I don't know. I went to IMDb to get some clarification. I don't know why I'm so confused. I'm looking through this. I've seen her, but her name isn't standing out to me. She's up there, I guess. I don't know. This doesn't sound like a biased list. All right, let me get some of the people who's famous, who's standing out famous on the top 10 list. This top 10 is weird. Number 7, Ernest Thomas. Ernest Thomas. Why does he stand out? What makes him so famous? Think on it. And he played Raj on What's Happening, and then he also was on Everybody Hates Chris. He played on a couple episodes of Everybody Hates Chris. Well, several episodes, actually, like 34 of them. He was Mr. Omar. He was a funeral director and someone known as the Radical Man. So, yeah. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was a star on her in the show. So, yeah, Rise and What's Happening. William Marshall, a.k.a. Blackula. That's number 8. Definitely favorite to me because I'm always making Mama Wally jokes all the time. LaToya Jackson. And then Karen McDougal. She's known for being a famous playmate. For those who know what the hell a playmate is, from Playboy magazine, people. Oh yeah, I know her. I'm looking at her. Yeah, I know her. Okay. That's something so thirsty. Yeah, I know her. But yeah, so that's the top. So yeah, I see. So, man, yeah, really, you just really think about it as far as how the star meter is going. Really, it's the Jacksons that most people know. Fred Williamson is he's well known. Ernest Thomas, William Marshall, as far as from a black perspective, because I don't really know half these people that's on this list. I'm looking through. I'm like,
Tierra from Bad Girls Club, she's from Gary.
Oh yeah. Oh well. See, I'm looking at the list. I'm looking at it goes in the order of star meter. So yeah, the fact that I didn't know who some of those people were, interesting. Like, what the heck? I had to. All right. So I see you calling. I think that's our new addition to the family. It's a new addition to the family. It is. Welcome to the show, T.
Yeah, yeah. So what was y'all talking about?
I
need to get in on this.
Oh yeah, because you're in a crazy place too. We're gonna throw you into the bus too.
I'm in a crazy place.
We are too. I will explain the conversation how this got started. But it started with Dave because I know she stays in a place that gets the most bad rap. You say. And they let you talk about Michael Jackson, you say Gary in the end, be like, dang, you stay there, it's crazy there. That's the first thing somebody say. Richmond, I know, is more so.
Richmond has this.
Richmond is, you know, so we can get your inside on by Richmond. I know, I got somebody here, we should be on first 48 in a second. It's calmed down some, but shit, it was. I mean, it's still crazy. We be doing some crazy stuff out here. But it's not like, it's like people walk around and some people, because us being on First 48, they assumed that, you know, they come here, I'm scared to go down. I had a person from Milwaukee tell me they were scared to come down here because we were on First 48. I'm like, get out of here, man. It's not like you, it's not like that.
I'm scared too now.
Hey man, it's not that serious. It's not. It's really the same way. I honestly think if I went to Gary, I would have a. Not like I got no famous things to go to visit Gary. No disrespect, me, but I think I would have a good time.
You can't be scared to go nowhere. Do you will never travel?
Every place got
right.
karma. So.
I know people are like, I don't know if I should go to New Orleans. It's crazy New Orleans, and people saying that. It's crazy here. I don't want to go down to Mexico. Somebody got scared. I went down to Mexico. They told me I might get kidnapped. Goodness, people.
It's crazy. That's not funny. But
it's crazy everywhere. It's crazy
everywhere.
You don't see people saying they're scared to go to Miami because it's bad parts of Miami.
Exactly.
Right. Chicago, California, New York. We can go, shoot, I'll pick it. You give me a state, I can give you something.
Shit, it's bad places down here.
I know. So that being said, I'm gonna throw it to you. Because we were our discussion how we got into this was because we were talking about how everyone always it seemed like it's being perpetuated more that people are making killing and stealing just a normal everyday activity now. And not saying it's like super duper 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 crazy, but man, when you got people getting put in freezers and all that other kind of stuff, it's ridiculous. Now people, heck, I just saw a news story. Someone lynched a 7-8-year-old. What the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know, but I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know. It's just
is it crazy? Is it really crazy out there with it? With murders and stealing?
Yeah, I think it's more murder than stealing for real. It's just a lot of jealousy out here. Like, you can't succeed out here sometimes.
It's real life psychopaths out here.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I moved to a whole different side of town, so, I moved away from it.
But, yeah, so, I do want to touch it, because I think we all can honestly say that every last one of our areas, there's a jealousy problem. What's the problem out there, as far as with everything going on, all the crazy stuff going on. Like, I know I always see, I've heard the guests, like, on your Tuesday shows that came through and whatnot, everybody from Richmond always talks about Richmond need to come together. And that's, like, the main idea every time someone comes on the show.
Well, they always talk about that. But, nobody actually put in the effort to even try. I mean, one person has tried. She did the Stop the Violence block party. But people always want to say we should do this and do that, but they don't go out. They don't go out and support the people that do it. So it just, I'm not going to say it's pointless, but people shouldn't say, oh, we need to come together, and then when something happens, y'all don't come together.
Right. Oh, they do that here, too. They get speechy to death, and they don't follow through with it. I just get tired. I don't know. I think the common denominator between all of us is if people would just travel, man, their whole mind states would change. But people just get so stagnant because where they live, and then they don't travel. Don't travel, it's ridiculous.
That could be true at all. Because I know a person that has traveled. I'm going to mention her name. And she's still on the same thing. So I think it's all within the person and their mindset. So,
I know, you have a point there. I think, like you say, it's sometimes the people. You have to be willing to accept different environments. And you have to be willing to open your horizon. So I think that's what the problem is too. I agree. Sometimes a person can travel all day long, and I mean their perspective is going to change.
Right.
Yeah. So man, that's crazy. All right. So what we're going to do? I want to do now. Now we got you on the show. was kind of want to put you on Front Street because give you a warm welcome. I kind of talked about you a little bit early in the show. I'll let people know who never listened to when we do the after hours. We had an interesting conversation about how you have this. You were on the show for off and on for about 2 years. For a year. It was a year or 2 years?
Well, it'll be 2 this year.
Okay, I was making sure I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
I know how we do here on Life at the Dust Live. We were very candid about stuff. I know that you were just overwhelmed. Trying to run the show, you had, it's no shade towards anybody, but you were having to, you were having to do everything, and you had people you thought were your teammates who weren't very good teammates.
Nope, not at all.
I think this is what I'm going to be very candid tomorrow on this. I think, why I'm glad you're here now versus doing the Tuesday show, because I think people got comfortable with thinking that the Tuesday show was the Richmond show, and I don't think they got that it wasn't just a show for Richmond.
Yeah.
And so they didn't take it as serious.
They only wanted rappers, and that wasn't me. Like, now I still have people sending me music out of the blue. It's irritating.
Right. I don't think people realize you've had, over time, which what kind of pissed me off so much about it was you had people from other areas around the country on your show. And they weren't just models or they weren't just artists. You had a guy who shared his story
about
what happened to his child. And then you had a boutique owner, you had a model who was also a chef who shared her discussion. Your show was on the brink of, you were trying to do variety, but the main people who were trying to bombard your show were people who think that it was just a local Richmond show.
Exactly.
It was not disrespecting Richmond. It's just when people feel that your show, when people get into this mindset that you're just a small local show, they feel like they can just do whatever, they can half-ass it, and they don't realize that you're really putting some real work into this every day.
Yeah. Well,
so that's why I'm glad.
Side, on the bright side, is I have a video promo shoot coming up.
Ooh, what do you mean, video promo shoot?
Yeah, for me. video promo shoot. I gotta make me a promo video. It's what Renata.
Do tell more, because now you peaked. I don't know by name, but you peaked my curiosity. Because every time I hear Nate say she's doing a promo video, my ears perk up. I'm like, what you mean, promo video, Nate?
Okay, right. What's up, T? Let us know what's going on. Well, I'm still planning it, but it's with Renata, so I got to pick a date so we can have that.
What's with him? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm still thinking about the concept and all of that. Yeah.
Oh man! Yeah, hold on! I gotta ask, because now she's basically because of the heat she brings, she's basically her own rating system now. On a scale from 1 on the Nate scale to a 10 on the Nate scale, what you thinking? What we, what direction are you going? It's like, is it a 1 on the Nate
cool
scale
me?
Or a 10? as far as T with her, with your promo video, let me break down what the Nate scale is when it comes to music videos. The 1 means
okay.
It's very, very, very toned, or the 10 means it's woo.
We're gonna say probably an 8 to 10, maybe.
Oh, 8 to 10 on a Nate scale. That's gonna be crazy because you know what 8 to 10 on a Nate scale is. I mean,
yeah.
A shameless plug, because y'all haven't seen Nate's video. Y'all need to go check him out.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know.
I'm excited, T. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
I just
got to get my coffee zone.
So, you know.
Nate can sell bubble baths the way she, on one of the videos, I'm going to see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She got my little, I'll go buy some.
Oh,
y'all is
man.
Crazy.
You the one built. She got the milk and everything going.
Y'all know that
milk
bath is the truth, and how your skin
is. That milk bath was lit. I was like, "Dang, Nate." I was like, "Nate, you sure you just going on?"
He's anyway. That's a lot of people.
Man, okay, so I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see where it's gonna go, because you know I know we talked about it for a while. You know you've been thinking about coming to your comfort zone for a while. You just waiting to get to the point to where you can get there.
What are you doing? I was about to ask that man, can I drab on that? Oh, my bad.
So, yeah.
It ain't wet right there.
Why
are
you gonna
get
like that? What?
Don't worry about it. I got this.
Let me hear
you. Oh, yeah. My bad,
y'all. Trying to. I'm telling you, we are doing a show. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but they working on the roads and it's discombobulated. The road is wet and I wasn't sure if I could drive on it. And I was about to ask the man and he looked a little dizzy. Like he just don't want to be there. So. And then I saw the police.
Oh, Lord.
Like, forget it. Just going to go. You sure did.
So what it go. So what it go. All right. So, something up. Music break. I'm going to go ahead and go to, let's go to Seduction 101.
Speaking of music, I got some music coming out soon, y'all. Yep. Touching bases in every field. Yep.
Oh, Lord, you going to be singing? Lord, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
Lord. Let me go ahead and get some earplugs right now.
That might be the best song you ever heard in your life.
Mm-mm-mm.
What up?
All right, so I'm going to pass it over.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to pass over to Nate for our Seduction 101. And then, oh, yeah, so I already told people, made the announcement, so we're going to come over a segment for T. Y'all stay tuned for that, see where her digital segment is going to be, so y'all stay tuned for next week. But we're going to one of the famous segments that y'all seem to love, Seduction 101. Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 this week?
Seduction 101. What do I have?
Okay.
So, this happened recently. Okay, so Sunday. Oh, I got a question. See, since you're on the show now, this is excellent. Perfect.
Oh, Lord.
Have y'all ever ran into a person from middle school and, you know, they looking fine, they looking daddy-ish or whatever, but you see them in church?
Yeah,
oh.
And I have made a status like the devil will work in mysterious ways, will pop up on you at church because Have y'all ever seen somebody and they was, you know, they was looking good and you wondering, like, how would things be, like, if y'all was to be together, or how would things be if y'all was to, you know, do that a couple times, like, you know. So have y'all ever, like, ran across a person from middle school or something and they just looking good and you just got all these crazy thoughts in your mind?
Oh, yeah, I had...
Not middle school,
girl.
High school.
But, no, it ain't real love since middle school. That's that real love.
But I'm not saying, like, y'all...
I honestly hate a lot of people
like,
in middle school.
Like, y'all was at school, and then you see them later down the road years later, and they just looking good as hell.
Oh, yeah, I had those moments.
I've had those moments. Okay, middle school, let me think. I got to think really hard. Middle school. A lot of people got from middle school got bad built like a mug. And
bad
ugly
who?
As hell. So they got bad built like a mug or they got ugly as hell. So there was one person that was, they looked cute in middle school, but they got, they got bad. Man, I don't know if I want to put her name out on the street, but yeah, shout out to her. She got, man.
Shout out to LaTonka, not swear. I'm just
swearing. Shout out to, I'm just going to call her BB in this situation. I'm going to call her BB. She because she always had a booty, but she had, somewhere along the lines, she grew some chesticles and low ass.
Some chesticles.
Some chesticles. We're gonna call them chesticles. That girl looked like sin. I'm like, nah. Keep on going. You have to keep on going. You look like sin.
I see. Look
oh,
like sin.
Oh no, I did it back. There is one. Okay, there's not her. Besides BB, I'll put this one person. I don't give a damn. On this one. There's one chick, Keon. I know her from elementary school and middle school. She used to be, like, real scrawny and stuff. And then, like, I saw her, like, recently, and she was thick. I was like, what the hell? Like, we were like, I didn't see this coming. She was, like, thick. Like, thick. So, yeah. Now, my friend tried to keep hooking me up with her because he, because he wanted to holler at her sister. Her sister's bad, too. But he was like, man, shoot, bro, if I hook you up, man, you, man, bro, this matters. You can be talking to her sister. I be talking to her. But I don't know about all that. She seemed like, something ain't right up there, so I don't know about all that.
But I'm for real, y'all. I'm not just saying, you asked me, have I been on my best behavior? I kind of lied a little bit.
Oh, she got here lying. She got here lying.
Ooh, you suck.
Okay, let me tell.
I asked you at the beginning of the show, were you on your best behavior? And we gave out a damn hand claps for no reason.
But let me tell y'all what happened. Okay, so I went to church Sunday. My pastor was preaching in Terre Haute. So I seen this dude that I knew since 7th grade in church. I see him looking at me, so I'm like, do this nigga know me? I'm thinking in my head, like, do he know me even though? We in church, though. I'm like, do he know? So I asked him, like, do I know you? He was like, yeah, you know me, or whatever like that. He was like, Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh. I'm like, dang, see, you know. So after church, whatever, they had some food at the church, you know, black churches. And it was men's week or whatever, something like that in church. So I'm the black church team, y'all.
Wait, did they have the church punch?
Huh?
Church punch.
They had that church punch, where they put the ginger ale and they put the jam, where they throw the ginger ale in.
Oh, yeah,
Server.
You already know. See, you already know. A gingerbread and server. That's the church special.
Yes.
they had some fish, some ribs, some macaroni and cheese, some spaghetti. They had some pie.
Ooh, black church. I would love baking spaghetti. They
oh,
don't
oh,
like
oh,
those spaghetti
wait,
with
wait,
things
wait,
that
wait,
don't go together.
Wait. What kind of pie?
Okay, cheesecake, we had regular cake, like, had cookies, you know, it was lit. Definitely.
But next time you go to
okay.
church, I need you to bring me a plate back home.
Church plates be, especially if Sister Jenkins know how to cook, ooh, shoot.
Y'all is crazy. But anyway, we on food, you know, I'm tired. Okay, so after church, we was talking, whatever. He like, how you been, or whatever like that. And we, you know, we talking, like, I've been good, you know, just working, modeling in college, whatever. Like, how you been? You know, he telling me how he been and stuff. I'm like, that. I said, you, I'm like, why you out here? What made you come to this church? He like, he live in there for whatever. I live in there too, whatever. So he gave me his number.
Mm-hmm.
So we texting back and forth because I left. Then he came over to my house. We talking again.
Hold on, did he text you, hey, big head?
Did not.
I was going to say, he text you, hey, big head. You knew what he wanted to do from jump. Look,
it was about to go down.
You were silly, but he was just saying how he seen me on Instagram, but he didn't want to hop in my DM because he like, I know it'd be hella motherfuckers in your DM. You wasn't gonna see my message. She was gonna be like, who the fuck is this nigga? I said he's funny as hell. But nigga was looking down. She was looking real good. Made me wanna do some things Sunday. But I was, you know, on my best behavior.
Girl.
Was underline the word was, but okay.
Oh,
damn.
Damn, I'm just thinking, like, damn, I wonder what his sex like. I
wonder
what his head like.
But
them Scorpio thoughts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, continue.
Uh-uh,
see,
no.
Don't let her out of this. Don't let her out of this.
I do not like Scorpios.
Mm-hmm. Why y'all like Scorpios? What is this? Scorpio, the best sign in the zodiac.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. What's wrong with Scorpio?
I'm laughing.
Okay, well, the one I was with, he a crybaby. He irritating as hell. Always want attention. Oh, my goodness. He want attention
well,
every minute
ex-
of the day.
Yeah, I dated a Scorpio, too, even though I'm a Scorpio. I dated one. He was a crybaby. He wanted my attention 24/7. Well, he was clingy
yeah.
as fuck. I'm like, not
yeah.
all Scorpios are the same, though, but.
Yeah, they're not. Because he,
like,
he was like.
See, that's what good pussy will do to a nigga. You just have some good pussy.
Right.
That's
and
all
he hot-headed
it wasn't
hell.
His,
oh, my God. You know,
it wasn't his size.
Like,
it wasn't his size.
Yeah, it won't.
It wasn't his size. It was just the fact that you got that good pussy, girl. So what?
He would get mad and be like, oh. He'd be like, you know what? I'm just not going to talk to you. And then he'd be right back like 3 days later. Oh. That you weren't talking to me. What the hell? Nah, he's smart.
Girl, okay. He was in love.
Mm-hmm. All right, so don't distract her because she. Don't distract her because
okay.
She leaves the stuff out. Continue,
okay.
Nate. You ain't fooling us.
We didn't have sex with
okay.
him. We still be texting and talking on the phone or whatever like that. He be flirting low key. You know, I be flirting.
Oh, y'all be cupcaking.
Girl, we be flirting a little bit. You never know
cupcake.
What might happen.
I be flirting with a certain person too.
Who is that?
We gonna need be gonna need going to all that. Just know they
yep.
know who they are.
Uh-huh. Yep, you on my case. Let's be all in your
right.
Kool-Aid. Who you
right.
be flirting with?
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame nobody. Nobody important.
Nah,
to the show.
Nah.
Nobody reported to the show. Y'all just gonna have to just.
Well, people
just said,
you ain't getting off that easy.
Wide open.
You ain't getting off that.
So, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Don't worry about it.
Nah.
I'm dead. Yeah.
Is this girl?
What?
You scared to tell us?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, she just knows she knows. There's no. She out there somewhere.
Nah.
She knows.
Nah. You whack.
I know. It's fun.
Nah,
I used to be y'all to you. I'd be flirting with this bad chick.
Oh, no. Have you ever had somebody that thought they was in a relationship with you? Oh, my God.
Man, I swear to God. I'm taking y'all in the whole relationship.
Right.
Man, no
problem. Or did they run into some shit? And they like they in one. Like, who the fuck is you?
What?
Like, I used to talk to this one person or whatever. And this nigga, I swear to God, is bipolar as fuck. One minute this nigga is like, yeah, I want to be with you eventually, blah, blah, blah. Then the next minute, you doing you.
Oh, hold on.
You out here doing whatever.
What's your Scorpio?
No. That nigga is a Taurus.
Oh, no.
A Taurus.
Mm. I never dated one of those.
Oh, no. You know what's annoying? I hate people do this when they hit you on this right here. I hope your boy, fill in the blank, whichever one it is, because depending on who you're dating. I hope your boyfriend, your girlfriend don't get mad at you flirting with me. Get the fuck out of here!
No,
I hate people do that. And you gotta keep telling them over and over again because they talk to some weak ass people. You gotta keep telling them over and over again. You're not in a relationship, and they just have in their mind because they think you're the hottest thing since sliced bread that you can't possibly be single.
Yeah,
yeah. I
swear.
No,
I
think I'm in
a
relationship.
I'm single
here.
I know. I got this.
I be hating that shit.
On my line. He is always on my line from sun up to sundown, like, and what the hell? And I told him, I said, do your girlfriend be knowing that you be writing me and texting me all day? He's like, I ain't got no girlfriend. And the crazy part is, I'm a lurker. I will lurk the hell out your damn page to find information.
I swear to God.
And this boy got a whole girlfriend.
Exactly. I swear, niggas be whole engaged and shit. You never know if you lurk and shit. You put two and two together. You looking on other people's page and shit.
Mm-hmm. And he told my son, oh, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I said, so I showed him the picture. I said, well, who is she? He said, we not together. We just see each other from time to time. Okay, boy, goodbye. Because first of all, you were an ex. And second of all, stop lying. Don't nobody want you but your girlfriend. I don't want you. You an ex for a reason. Like, goodbye. Then I blocked him on my phone. I blocked him on my phone. And now he just hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Like, it's not that serious, homie. We haven't been together in 4 years. Like, he's my son. Yeah, I want some more of that. Nigga, you remember that for 4 years ago? What the hell?
Motherfuckers be making up whole ass lies. I remember I asked this nigga because I was lurking and shit. I wasn't telling this nigga I was lurking, but I was lurking and shit. I asked this nigga, I said, so who is such and such that's saying soon to be hooked and y'all taking a picture again? I said, who was that? I'm saying my baby mama and she just don't want nobody to be with me. Whole time they engaged for real, bitch lying and shit.
Oh my God.
Got a whole family and shit lying like a motherfucker.
I had that happen to me one time. The dude was like, he was like, no, me and my baby are not together. I was like, oh, so I see her. Like, okay, first of all, he had his son with him. And then, you know, I get on his baby mama because she followed me or something. And I get on her page. Why? 2 minutes later, she got their son. I said, well, did she copy his son? And he's like, no, we live together, but we not together. What the fuck? Y'all live together?
Niggas.
Oh, hell no.
Niggas be whole line.
That's
telling about people that stuff too. I think you all around it just needs to stop. Like, if you date somebody, tell us so at least so we can have the choice if we want to be a side piece or not. Don't just make us into one. We out here doing main dude, main chick things.
Damn, I want to have the option to be a side chick if I want to be a side chick. I just want to be a side chick and not know.
Right? I ain't even going to lie. I was a side chick once. But,
okay. I want to be a side chick by choice, not by the fact that I don't know. What?
Well, I like that I don't know shit.
To be a side chick or not? The fuck? I just don't want to know I'm a side chick. The fuck?
I can see you got a girl, and I know you had a girl, so I know I'm a side chick. I need to play dumb if your girl comes to me, like, I didn't even know y'all was together. Exactly. Right. I'm like, I ain't know, hun. Like, that's just my friend. You know, we used to work together. That's all. Shit, you make my fucking chick. Yeah, all that backtracking you gotta do. It just be, man, nobody has time for that. But that's
okay.
Even crazy. No, I got a question for y'all, because y'all taking it there. Crazier one.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking it's really hard. Like, have you ever had somebody, okay, so you, the person you talking to or dating or whatever, have you ever had to where a person you used to smash, like at least once, shoot, multiple times. You ever had them in the same vicinity with each other? Like y'all having a whole conversation and stuff?
Oh, wait. I had something happen like that to me. And then, like, I see him at the club. I was like, ooh, awkward. But he was like, so why you ain't call me or text me or hit me up? I said, who are you? That's so mad. Don't hit me up. I went and told her because
I didn't want no animosity coming towards me. So let me go ahead and kill the elephant in the room so that we ain't got no problems. Just so you know.
I mean,
you just
he didn't
know.
He didn't care. He was buying me drinks in the club.
I told, this is my friend. It was true. She was my friend. We weren't doing each other more. Was I was talking to, when I was talking to her. But yeah, I was like, and then I told her in a separate conversation. I said, yeah, we used to smash whatever. Cause I didn't want nothing to come up. I wanted to dress up in the room. You say they might get mad. But you address it and you got that out. Instead of that becoming a topic of conversation later on. So, yeah, it was just really... And you know what? Honestly, I think if my ex, she would have told me from day one, if I would have known she smashed this one dude I was cool with, I wouldn't have talked to her. We wouldn't have never had this history of me going through what I go through now, I will never have talked to her. And I would've known right from jump, knowing, oh, she used to smash him. But man, that was weird. That was one of those things that just made that relationship interesting. So, it was awkward. But having a chick you smash and you like smash often, meeting the current person, awkward as hell. Especially when that previous person, it was more than once. Y'all weren't like cheating or each other, but y'all was y'all, you know, every time y'all got together, the most, like, it was like, shoot, I was DJing a boat party. After the boat party, we wanted we wanted to take care of some business. We got DJed, when I was hosting an event downtown, we went and took care of some business. It was like, we make up excuses just to do something. We're in relationship or nothing. It just, da-da-da. So, yeah, it does feel really weird to have a person that you used to smash meeting the current person you smash. On some kumbaya shit. That's weird. Alright, so, okay, Nate, get Crickets of the Week. Seduction 101. We'll get Crickets of the Week out the way. And then we'll get right in the show. So, Crickets of the Week, man. Who am I giving these Crickets of the Week to? We kind of touched on it on Monday. And so, what about Crickets of the Week? You already know where it's going. Y'all know where they're going to. Another one, it will be going to another incident I just found out recently that just really pissed me the hell off. So, where do I start? First off, let's go to the incident that happened. And Dave, where did it happen again specifically? Oh, Chicago.
So
there
exactly?
We go.
Oh.
Okay, I forgot. I was like, man, why it just blinked in my head where it happened at. All right, so this whole situation that happened with Kenika Jenkins, which they're dubbing it as the freezer death. That's just that's unfortunate. So we give Crickets a week to that. I'm giving Crickets of the Week to Spoon K. Washington. One person dead in a shooting at Spoon K. Area High School. A shooter was apprehended and taken to custody by law enforcement. And, yeah, so a child ended up dying today. It's freaking nine. Three others injured. That happened in Spoon K., Washington. And then the incident that happened in Dallas, people killing, it was basically domestic incident as far as the pieces that we have so far. It was a domestic incident that happened and it was killing seven people. The shooter and getting killed by police. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'm trying to look for this. Seven-year-old list. See if I get that come out for me. Okay, there we go. Found it. New Hampshire. This happened with, and this was another thing that pissed me off. So we're gonna go to each one very quickly. Spoon K, Washington. Apparently, what happened there? At Freeman High School. It's just ridiculous. Oh man. Again, four end up being, and the number just keep adding up. Who got injured? Every time you turn your head, the number just keeps adding up. This person got injured. This person got injured. It's out of hand. So yeah, a shooter opened fire at high school in Tinytown in Washington State, which is Spoon K, Washington, to be exact. Killing one student, injuring three others, and sending worried parents to the school in a frenzied rush. The three that were injured, they are expected to survive. The shooter has been apprehended and has been taken into custody. Michael Harper, 15, a sophomore at the school, told Associated Press that the suspect was a classmate who had long been obsessed with past school shootings. Harper said the suspect had brought notes up to Freeman High in the beginning of the year saying he might get killed or jailed and that some students alerted counselors. The shooter came into school Wednesday carrying a duffel bag. After shots were fired, students were running and screaming down the hallways. Harper said the shooter had many friends and wasn't bullied, calling him nice and funny and weird. Schaefer, who didn't release any information about a possible motive or the age of the suspect, said the shooting was especially hard for first responders, many of whom have children at the school. So, yeah, this is not what, this is not your typical story where you like the kid gets bullied and he decides to go on a freaking frenzy to start killing people. No, he was just obsessed with school shootings and he wanted to just recreate his own.
But
I
want to
know
say,
how the hell he came into school a whole duffel bag and nobody, no campus mind or nothing, and was alerted.
Well, he could have had gym.
Okay, he could have had gym, and you, but you didn't watch body language.
Yeah, true, but you know, some people could be on the, like, you know, like the, I don't know, the baseball team, football team. They have duffel bags, so.
Yeah,
you really wouldn't
true,
think
true.
Nothing of it. But if they told the counselor, why the counselors really didn't like keep an eye on them, if that's the case.
Yeah, as I'm saying, if this is brought to the attention of counselors, people should be watching his ass like a hawk. If he just came to school, because here's my thing, if he ain't with a record, you have a duffel bag, put your antennas up. Ding, 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 watch this dude. He got a duffel bag. He'll never come on a duffel bag. He'll even go to gym class. And then he'll be on top of that.
Yeah, first they should have checked to see if he had gym or if he was on any teams or something like that. And then that should have been a red flag.
Number two on my little list of crickets. I got crickets left and right today. By the way, I forgot to sound off the crickets while I was at it. Get those crickets going for the first person. Okay, next on order of crickets, the incident with Kenneka Jenkins in Chicago. That just utterly pisses me off. And then now I just heard recently that they found another tape. I don't know. This is way too much to be the rubber out of my head. And it happened at a Crown Plaza. Let me break this down. I know people like, why are you such a frenzy about Crown Plaza? And shoot, this is Crown Plaza in Dallas. Let me tell you about Crown Plaza. They got that mug protected like Fort Knox. You can't get to another elevator without having the key to go to another floor. You got to be able, if your floor not registered to a certain floor, you can't go there. A lot of times they got security in the elevator. They got security watching the elevators. All of that. Shoot, they on your case soon as you walk in the goddamn door. So I'm just amazed. This must be the most ghetto ass Crown Plaza, because they ain't nowhere in the world. I ain't been to now one Crown Plaza where they weren't on you like white on rice.
Yeah.
And y'all let this incident happen.
Well, not technically, because down here they don't really have all that.
Oh, it just pisses me off, man. And people just that dark to just let stuff like this happen. Even, like, when I go to the club, because let me break down, when I go to the club, I be all over the place. I be, like, sometimes hey, you got catch me when you can, because I move around the floor. I don't like sitting still. I get lit. I move around. I mingle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing, my friends, for most part, my friends have an idea where I'm at.
Yeah.
And they make sure they make it a fact to make sure they know where I'm at, to just make sure I'm good. And y'all mean to tell me that this woman, this girl ain't got no friends, she ain't got the kind of friends that she can trust like that? That's ridiculous.
Well, technically, her friend really wasn't her friend because she said she didn't really like her, but she was hanging out with her because she had a car, you know.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Give that girl a goddamn cricket right there. Okay. In the words of Houdini, friends. How many of us have them? Crickets. How many of them getting them? They getting them crickets. I mean, get the hell out of here. That really pisses me off. That grinds my gears. All right, next person is next order of crickets that I am giving out. This hate crime, but they're saying there is a possible hate crime. So in New Hampshire, they are investigating a possible hate crime after a family reported that the 8-year-old boy was pushed by teenagers off a picnic table with a rope around his neck, injuring him. The boy, who is biracial, was treated in the hospital and released. Ooh, first off, man, let's give a hint. This might be an awkward applause. We could give applause for one reason. That kid's alive. You don't live to that kind of stuff. People lynching folks.
Mm-mm.
You do not come back from that. I mean, good God. Thank you. Thank goodness. Because, I mean, that does not usually go well. That's just, wow. I can't believe it. Yeah, so the attack occurred August 28th in Claremont, a city about 13,000 in the western part of the state. It came to light after the boy's mother, Cassandra Merlin, posted a photograph of her son's bloody neck and a statement about it on her Facebook page. It truly saddens me that even in a city so small, racism exists.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that, you know, it was just. Yeah, they said that they were throwing sticks at him, rocks at his legs. Call my car Rachel slurs, all kind of stuff. And what they did was the attacker used a dangling rope that had held a tire swing. They put the ropes around her neck. Then told her son that it was his turn. She said, his son got up on the table and put the rope around his neck, and another kid came from behind him and pushed him off the picnic table, and they walked away and left him there hanging. Woo-wee, man. I'm telling you. People always got all this stuff they want to tell you. Don't fight violence with violence. But if that was my child, I don't know. I could try to be calm now. If I was in that situation, somebody got to go. Somebody's got to go because it's already all this racial tension that happened now. Y'all mean tell me this happened? This is real shit? That these kids think it's a fucking game to pretend you're lynching somebody. How did that become a goddamn game? When I was a kid, the only type of hangman we played was that goddamn word game. That was the only hangman I knew as a kid. When you were a kid, you 7, 8 years old, you got a rope around your neck and people think it's a cute idea to, let's push you on the table with a rope around his neck. That's the dumbest shit ever. And I want to hear they don't know right from wrong. Well, they don't know right. I mean, they learned that from somebody. And whoever taught them that, that parents, all them kids need to take the biggest L possible. You got to be kidding me. Where do you even learn that shit? How you 7, 8 years old and you learn something like that? Woo-wee, man. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
It still just had me charged up as hell. Well, those are my crickets of the week. T, again, want to welcome you to the family. Now, even though you've been with the network, even the network itself for a bit, welcome you to Life That Does Live. You know, it's definitely, you're already cool with me and they already, so You know, it'd be different if you was having to, like, get acquainted with a completely new host. But we get acquainted with somebody that's already been here in the fold, already doing stuff. So it's definitely great to have you and just basically, you know, bring all of our powers together to just become even stronger. So yeah, I thank you for being humble and not, you know, because some people get, people on some stuff like that, but you didn't even trip about that. You come through here a lot anyway. I was at times just listening or speaking sometimes, so you know it's definitely. I'm thankful to have you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Do you have anything you want to say? Do you have anything you want to say to the Life That Does family? Just something brief. Basically, just kind of just welcoming yourself. Re-welcoming, I should say.
Re-welcoming yourself. I don't really have too much to say, but we all are family on here, y'all. Even though I can't stand a particular person, not saying. But yeah.
Oh, damn, babe. You talking about you like that?
No, I'm talking about you. But nah, y'all, we have fun on here. It's never a dull moment with this one. Yeah.
I will like say this. I can tell right away that you're like more excited than you've been in a while.
Yeah. You can say.
Sometimes you can tell you just so drained and you feel like you just go on to the motions. But you feel like you feel like you have much more, you had new life and new excitement.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Got the big energy up my life, and yeah, that's it. Get back to doing what I want to do.
Well, yeah. Definitely. So yeah, we obviously asked at the end of the show. You know, we do our public service announcement. Not public service, but community announcements. Do you have any thing coming up that you want us to be on lookout for?
Well, a photo shoot. I got one Saturday. And also, I got a promo video shoot coming up. Well, / photo shoot. So that's like sometime this month. And that's pretty much it. For
this month.
How about that? Let's
do that.
Okay.
Shout out to it.
Stay tuned.
All right, here we go. This one. Watch this. All right, Dave, what you got coming up?
Just stay tuned for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, stay tuned.
Just keep doing this. Just keep doing this. I'm not going to do this, you Nate. It's not going to do this. Just stay tuned. She be having stuff and she be just stay tuned.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta keep them wanting.
I wanna hear that, Nate.
Yep.
I wanna hear that, Nate. Don't let T give you that excuse.
No, what they say? Just to make it sound like vegan spaghetti. I mean lasagna. You know
where I'm coming
from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Goodness, oh Lord, I'm not gonna have y'all. What we not gonna do is have y'all ganging up on me every week.
I don't really try to tell people when I got photo shoots because you know you got those ones that want to be a model or stop modeling, then want to start again, and then they want to be in your photo shoots. Nah. I'd rather just sit there and say,
Petty comment.
That's why you can't tell everything. That's why you can't tell
right.
everything that you know.
You got people praying on your downfall, so you never know.
Praying on your downfall.
Like, yeah, like seriously, like I really have zero to none, no friends now. Zero to none.
I know. The more success you get, you start realizing. Yeah, you do start realizing. Who is really my friend? You start realizing that real quick.
Mhm. Because like, I don't really hear from too many people nowadays.
So. Yeah,
girl, you know I be seeing your pictures. <That's okay.
laughs> Yep, so that's a good one. Okay.
So what you got coming up that you would like to share?
What I got coming up, well, issue number 39. The fourth anniversary issue, Human Cameras, was supposed to come out yesterday. It'll be coming out sometime this week, so just bear with me.
Well, the week is almost over,
Just wait. It'll be like some Beyonce stuff. It'll be coming out of nowhere. But so yeah.
Look, good things take time.
Good things do take time. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so. I would say, I just stay tuned. It'd be worth it. Just stay tuned. And then
say,
I can't wait because we got.
Stay tuned.
Stay
tuned.
You know,
stay
tuned.
Right.
Y'all,
right.
Same thing.
Thank you.
That's how y'all be doing me. So I'll do the same thing to y'all. we got the last issue of the year. We are taking submissions for that until November 6th. If you just go to ACHCH as in Hector, C as in Charlie. That's like the little call to them people. Mag.dustbot.com. You can go there and find everything coming with the upcoming magazine, with the upcoming issue. When I finally drop the fourth anniversary issue, we got a big announcement. Regarding magazine worlds, just pay close attention. I'm dropping a bomb on y'all, something that y'all didn't see coming, and yeah, it's gonna be worth it. The announcement is big. Did I forget anything?
Oh, I need to go check that out.
that's really, really it for now, man. I've been slowly dropping more and more heat from shooting, so stay tuned with that. And more people are trying to book me, not just one to shoot. So I must be doing something right. When people are approaching you from jump, one of your rates, you know, that's their first question, that you're doing something right.
No. I didn't tell you something must be going right. Because remember the dude that I told you, and he was like, something about you have a child while you're still modeling or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he hit me up? It was like, I want to work with you. My rate is $50. I said, oh, no, thank you.
Wow. Hold on. Let me just hear one of these. He get a bonus ticket out of the week.
Right.
The hell out of here.
Everybody's trying to be a photographer.
It's crazy because, it'd be people who are really serious. It's just interesting. Like you said, people be waiting to hate on you. And when I first started shooting, I didn't let people know it was me. I was lazy focused photos right off the back because I wanted to get my stuff out there a little bit. And then, you know, as people who will book a person, they would obviously find out it was me. But I had some hating-ass people in my city who don't want me to succeed. And so I had to find my way through the ranks. And now I'm like, bam, you can't stop the hustle now. You can't stop the. Well, it's more than a hustle because we got shit organized. You can't stop the brand.
Well, guess what, y'all? I'm y'all next photographer. Y'all just wait on it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
See, see if you got some juice.
Boy, all right,
well, y'all,
see.
So we're going to end the show how we, well, I would say end the show how we usually end the show, but we got to change the ending now, Nay. The ending has to change. So, you know how we end the show, people? Slightly how we end the show usually. I'll remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a
Nay.
Oh, well, there's a...
I don't know how to say.
T? You want to say T? Hey, see, you got to get used to this.
But see, that doesn't sound right.
It does sound right. See, it's a play on words, because let me tell you. Okay, now you're going to make me explain explain how it goes. If you know how the original phrase of where there's a will, there's a way, essentially. So... Yeah, so that was just encouraging.
Yeah.
Where there's you, or we say where there's a you, you say, oh, there's a you, there's a way, because you, playing on words, being a letter, but really meaning you. Yeah, so let's start from the top. Take two, action. Well, some people never knew why I did it that way. It's like, oh. All right, so let's start from suffering to on top. Take two, action. So, Dave, you end it. T would be the villain, you end it.
No, go ahead.
Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J or there's a...
A
and a T,
or
y'all.
There's a... There is a way.
A way.
Y'all to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Steady J, your girls.
Nay Seduction.
I'm T.
Melina.
Yeah.
Nay, what's that for the service now so we give everybody on the end of every Wednesday show?
If you go hunt, please do it responsibly.
Please do it responsibly. Hey,
and with your own man. No, I swear.
T. We was being nice. How we do our first service. T won't make it messy. T won't make it.
Okay.
She won't make it messy.
I like it.
Oh, goodness. Ross, I gotta be petty. It was so classic and so. It was so dainty, and she had to throw that in there. You are petty.
But the thing is, you could be responsible with somebody else, man. You can't, you know. So I'm just saying.
Okay. Good point. I can see you on that. Our responsible part is really only just being make sure you strap up, or make sure you know the what you put in gear and put your. Put your genitalia against. But yeah, we didn't, but that didn't necessarily address making sure you mess with your own mate.
Okay.
If my dad don't get the hell out of here.
Hey, Dad.
He's talking about fellas need to strap up, ladies need to tap up. I'm just not going to do this at the end of the day. we are off the show. Mr. Petty, thank you.